From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Bipartisan calls for more sanctions against Russia today from members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Republican Senator Bob Corker says Russia will annex eastern Ukraine if the U.S. doesn't do more. Democrat Chris Murphy tells NBC's Meet the Press he agrees.
The time is now to rapidly ratchet up our sanctions, whether it's on Russian petrochemical companies or on Russian banks.
The lawmakers' comments come as a shootout at a checkpoint in eastern Ukraine leaves at least three people dead. Russia blames Ukrainian nationalists. Ukraine accuses Moscow of staging the attack. South Korean divers continue to pull bodies out of a sunken ferry, bringing the confirmed death toll to 58. Some 240 people are still unaccounted for, more than 4 days after the ship capsized. Jason Strother reports transcripts of radio communications from the boat reveal a chaos and confusion on board.
The conversations between the ferry's crew and authorities on land paint a frantic picture. Staff on board are heard saying that passengers couldn't escape because the ship had listed too much. A traffic control official is recorded telling the crew to put life jackets on the passengers and get them off the boat. One crew member responds by asking how quickly rescue vessels could reach the sinking ship. The controller repeats the order to evacuate and says to hurry, but that evacuation order appears not to have been made. An investigation is ongoing to determine what caused the boat to sink and if the crew was negligent. For NPR News, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.
In Boston, authorities have closed off the area around the finish line for tomorrow's annual marathon, part of the city's heightened security after last year's bombings. NPR's Jeff Brady reports organizers are expecting record numbers of runners and spectators.
The Boston Athletic Association says nearly 36,000 runners are signed up for this year's marathon. Among them is Jeffrey Still of Granby, Massachusetts. He's running the Boston Marathon for the first time and says he's preparing by focusing only on the race and not the bombing.
I'm blocking it all out. I'm not watching the hype on TV. I'm not watching the news. I don't want to watch any of it. So that's how I'm getting ready to run it. Don't want to think about it.
Organizers predict 1 million spectators will line the 26.2-mile route this year. That's twice the usual number. Monday is Patriots Day, a holiday in Massachusetts. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Boston.
Thousands of Christians from around the world are in Jerusalem celebrating Easter, the site where Christians believe Jesus was crucified, buried, and resurrected. At the Vatican, Pope Francis presided over his second Easter service today in St. Peter's Square. This year, the Roman Catholic and Orthodox Easters coincide. This is NPR. A joyful homecoming for four French journalists freed Saturday after being held hostage in Syria for the past 10 months. French President François Hollande was on hand to welcome them. He's also facing questions about the conditions for their release. The French government insists it did not pay a ransom. Astronauts aboard the space station received a kind of Easter basket today thanks to the arrival of SpaceX's Dragon supply ship. It's carrying more than 2 tons of food, spacewalking equipment, and experiments. Dragon arrived more than a month after it was originally scheduled. On Wednesday, two astronauts will go on a spacewalk to replace a computer that backs up the robotic system that's used to capture arriving cargo ships. Nearly 2 decades of acrimony between Prince and Warner Brothers Records is over. The funk and rock star has signed back up with the label, and as NPR's Jess Jiang reports, fans can expect some new songs.
The artist formerly known as Prince can now just be called Prince. Prince, who once described himself as a slave to Warner Brothers Records, has patched things up with the label. In a statement, the musician said the deal means a new studio album is on the way. As a little taste of what's coming, Prince put out a new single Friday. It's a 4-minute funk ballad called The Breakdown. As part of the deal, the label says it will reissue Prince's classic album Purple Rain, just in time for the 30th anniversary. Jess Jiang, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.